So many of you would probably recognize the name Raging Atheist from different debates that I've had on this channel with him. And believe it or not, Raging Atheist now is no longer an atheist. He believes in God. And I think that this is phenomenal. And we had a great discussion about it. And he is having his eyes open to the truth. And I am just so happy for him. And I just want to say it takes a lot of humility to admit when you're wrong. And anybody who knows Raging Atheist knows that his channel was filled with vitriol against God for a very long time, for 5+ years. And so to see him give all that up takes a lot of humility. And to see the atheist community, many of them turn on him, some remain friends. You know, it's an incredible thing to witness. It's an incredible thing to witness the Christians that are also rallying around him and supporting him. And I think that we all need to pray for Ronnie, that he will trust Christ as his savior someday. And I have the wonderful chance to share the gospel with him after this interview. And so I hope that you guys enjoy the conversation that we had. God bless.
But I've been this like hardcore atheist on YouTube for 6 years. We had our time going at each other. I've had many battles on YouTube. And there's streams that I did where I was intentionally blasphemous, especially towards the Christian God, but towards the concept as well. After all of that, for Divinity to be able to kind of reach out and touch me and say, you know what, you're important. You've got work to do. I think it's phenomenal. And I think it has kind of like jarred a lot of atheists, especially those that followed me. I had one recently comment to me that, you know, like I'm just ghosting all the people that supported me for years. And I'm like, well, no, I literally made an announcement. That's like the opposite of ghosting. You know, like I let everybody know what happened and I didn't lie about it. And I don't think that they really know how to take it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to reminisce and see kind of the past, especially the past that we have was kind of big on YouTube for a while.
Well, yeah, even before the debate, I always said, you know, like because I was making videos, and when we first talked, I was only making videos. I wasn't doing lives. I wasn't debating anybody at that time. I was just making some kind of like edgelord atheist videos, trying to be just like. Really trying to emulate and kind of be like Cult of Dusty, old school Cult of Dusty way back in the day before he got into the politics, you know, and then, you know, you came along and it was the first time I ever talked live with not just a Christian, but, you know, somebody that does this on YouTube and somebody that was getting really well known at the time. And then I started, you know, as a result of the movie with you, I started streaming. And so, yeah, like I've always kind of considered, even though I was making videos before I met you and we had our first conversation, but that was really the start of my channel.
Right. Yeah.
One second. My daughter is she always waits until I'm live or we're not live, but.
No worries, man.
Yeah, I am muted. Yeah, Ronnie says hi.
very good. Hello.
Yeah, when yours are old enough, you'll realize that, you know, they'll have all day, you know, which I've only been home since 4, but she's had an hour and a half. She has to wait until I'm actually in my office and doing something to have a question.
Yeah, that's how they are. They're such a blessing. You know, I have two little ones and they're just phenomenal, but they do that at like the worst moments, but it's still such a blessing to see them thrive and see them interact and whatnot.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't change it for anything. It's the best part of life. You know, people that don't want to have children, you know, I was there. I never wanted to have one until I did. And man, it's a blessing. I don't think you can say it any other way. And, you know, not everybody's a good parent. So some people shouldn't have kids and they end up doing it. But if you're a good parent, it's going to touch you and it's going to change you forever.
By the way, when you were still an atheist, we actually, I don't know if you remember this or not. We met up and had coffee like a year ago, I think.
Yeah. I put the picture on Facebook. I might have even I put it on my Twitter, and I might have even put it on the channel. And yet, like every time that I say I'm going to talk to you, they're atheists are like, "Why? Why are you going to talk to him again?" you've done that, blah, 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 dishonesty. It's like, well, like, isn't that the point? Like, isn't, even when I was an atheist, I've tried to talk to everybody, like, and I even ended up kicking John Peterson off the channel because he wouldn't let Danny come into rooms, and Danny's like harmless. You know, it's like, no, I want to talk to everybody. And people need to get over this mentality. Like, what's the point of doing this or being a conversationalist on YouTube if you're not going to talk to people? I've never really understood it.
Definitely. Definitely. So I wanted to actually bring up a post that you made. It was phenomenal. And I agree with this post on Facebook. You said, I announced yesterday that I was no longer an atheist, but I did that on YouTube and not here. I'm no longer an atheist. I've had an experience that as an atheist, I would have scorned and mocked, but it was truly my experience. Words will never be able to truly describe it. And when I think of all the negativity I put out there against divinity, to have the divine touch me, words will never describe it. I think that's phenomenal, man. I think that, you know, it's neat to see that God is working in your life and that God is ever present with you. And I would pray, and I've been actually praying and hoping that you would trust Christ.
I'd say 4 weeks ago now at this point, 3 weeks ago now at this point, you know, as the raging atheist, anybody came with the story that I was telling, that I am telling, I would have bashed them and said, you know, just outlandish things about them, dissed them in every way that I could. So I fully understand that atheists are never going to accept what I have to say, but I can't dismiss it. I can't dismiss that something happened to me. And I was at one of my lowest points that I've ever been in my life. I was set to lose everything. Something happened to me, and then all of a sudden, everything turned around. Not just my mentality, not just the way that I think, but physical things in real life. I got saved on my apartment. You know, I got a job when I hadn't had a job in over a year. Somebody died right outside of my apartment door in a manner that easily could have been me a month and 2 months ago when I was deep into my alcoholism. So it's like, all of these things added on to the experience that I had, the personal experience that I had, has led me to the conclusion that there is divinity. I'm sure that I could smell the booze on him. So he was drunk, but you know, he like OD'd. He must've mixed something with whatever he was drinking. And it happened the morning after I prayed to God for the first time. I said, God, if you're up there, my first prayer was, God, if you're up there, show me you're real. Help me get this job. I want this job. And I thought about it and I felt bad. And I didn't feel bad because I prayed, like, you know, the raging atheist. I should feel like stupid because I just prayed. No, I felt bad because the prayer was selfish. So I said, you know what, God, if you're there, show me you're real. Next day, 6 o'clock in the morning, this guy ODs right outside my door, right after he tried to get in my door. You know, it was just, is that with the personal experience that had happened that day, it's too much for me to dismiss. Like, the universe is telling me something. Deity, divinity is pointing the finger at you, saying it's not too late. I just have to listen and I have to be open to it. And yeah, I don't understand it fully right now. So when I do go on to streams, I kind of explain it badly. And atheists are like, you are insane. And I'm like, well, you guys are kind of bigoted, because I was, and I understand.
Right. Definitely. Well, I was going to mention, I can actually see kind of a change almost in your countenance, in the sense of you're no longer really the raging type.
Yeah. I lost that. You know, I lost it.
Yeah.
I still struggle with the word God. But I was an atheist for a really long time. It's going to be a process of me trying to figure this out. And I'm not dismissing anything. Right now, I consider myself an omnist, which is an acceptance of all religions, and that there's truth in all religions expressed towards the deity of the universe. Right. So whether that's a creator deity, whether it's Yahweh, you know, it's going to be an interesting path forward trying to figure these things out.
I would agree there's truth in pretty much every religion, in the sense that every religion understands that there's some sort of higher power, there's some sort of designer. But you have to keep in mind, too, the rat poison that's given to rats, and it's 99% food, so you could have 99% truth. You want to make sure to have 100% truth, and that's found in Jesus. Again, I don't want to absolutely come off as if I'm forcing that on you. Obviously, that's something you'll have to consider down the road. And I think maybe even off air, we would talk about Christianity. And, you know, I have nothing to hide to my viewers and to you, Ronnie. I would absolutely try to convince you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I would try to convince you to just simply trust Christ. There's two concepts, ultimately, of religion, and I think you'd agree with this. The concept is in Hinduism, Mormonism, Judaism, so forth, they all teach that if you're good enough, if you keep enough commandments, if you pray seven times a day, you're going to go to heaven. Whereas pure faith would tell us, and Jesus has told us, that if you believe on him and if you trust him as your savior, that it's a gift and that it's not something that you earn. And so all other religions really are based on arrogancy, in the sense that they think that they're so good that they can inherit eternal life, whereas Christianity would tell us, and Jesus would tell us, that, look, I died for you, I paid for your sins, buried and rose again, and by putting your faith in that, you're humbling yourself and realizing that you can't get to heaven on your own, that you need somebody, that you need God to literally take you there, to take your soul to heaven as a free gift. It really requires humility. And so that's the difference. There's people who try to work their way to heaven, and there's people who trust Jesus, that Jesus deserves the glory and that Jesus would take them to heaven. So just so you kind of get the two religions. So every other religion outside of Christianity will teach you, well, you just do the works and you can stay saved. Well, that's not what the Bible says. It's certainly not what Jesus said.
You know, I'm not closing myself off to it, and I've started to actually read the Gospels, not in the manner that I was doing as Raging Atheist, oh, the Bible is stupid series, but actually reading it, being open to it, and I've already kind of changed my stance. Like, I was a mythicist, and now I'm like, you know what? I'm getting away from that. I'm not gonna go against history anymore just because I don't like a thing. I'm going to open myself up to it, so I'm no longer a mythicist. That's a start, and we're going to see where this thing takes me, because obviously it has some intention for me. So I believe it's going to show me the truth of everything eventually.
You have to be pretty humble to admit when you're wrong about something that you've based your entire channel around.
Yeah.
Being a YouTuber, right? I mean, you have to take into consideration you've spent your whole YouTube career basically as the Raging Atheist.
It's life-changing. It's been totally life-changing, and I'm still trying to get used to it. But I'm looking forward, like, because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do YouTube anymore, if I was going to have a channel. Today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to. You know, I'm not going to shy away from talking about this just because I don't understand it yet. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be there for people that have supported me and support me still, regardless. You know, some atheists aren't going to kick me out of their in group, you know, and hopefully I can be a bridge to them. But a lot of atheists are, and you know, they're doing the same things that they bitch and moan about when it comes to the theist, right? And it's really hard to see that when you're in the moment. It was hard for me for the longest time. You know, one of the things that Smokey Saint said to me, that always stuck with me, was that I'm bigoted against Christians. You know, I'm bigoted against religious people. And I was like, no, I'm not. I fight against bigotry. It's what I do. But, you know, no, I was, because I just couldn't see it in myself. I couldn't see that I was literally doing the things that I said I despised in other people, you know. But when you're in the moment, you don't see it. You don't see yourself like that. You kind of really have to have an experience like I had, or just step outside of yourself for a moment, take a chill pill, and look at yourself. And I think a lot of people are afraid to do it. You know, science definitely doesn't know everything. You know, I always kind of scoffed when Christians especially, but like anybody would say, scientism, you know, the religion of science. I would always scoff at that until I actually started meeting people that believe like science is the end all and know all. No, like, to me, we barely know anything yet. And there's no way that any atheist is going to be able to sit there and tell you that they know for a fact that a God did not create the universe. No, we don't know much of anything about the universe. We're still babies. We're still finding things out. So I'm not leaving out anything. What I am doing is admitting I I don't know anything. I'm just a human being on this rock in a vast universe. But I do think that what touched me is going to lead me to the truth eventually. I just got to be patient and I got to wait for it. And I got to change myself. I've got to be a good human being. I think that's the prerequisite. You've got to be a good human being. And if you're not, recognize it in yourself and change right now, because whether you want to see it as a physical demon, there's things inside of you eating you away, and you don't have to let them.
There you go. You sound kind of like a Christian. Well,
yeah, I'm getting there, I think.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe someday, you'll get saved and go on to be like a pastor. Maybe God would want you to be an evangelist.
Everything's possible.
Of some sort.
Yeah, I think it's possible. Well,
look at what happened to the Apostle Paul. You know, you've got this guy that was very much anti-Christian. The Apostle Paul was so zealous of what he believed, and when he found out that he was wrong, and when God himself touched the life of Paul, Jesus said to Paul, he says, "Why persecutest thou me?" You know, Paul said, "Where do you want me to go, Lord? What do you want me to do?" And that was kind of where Paul believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as his Messiah at the time. And, you know, that he ended up becoming an incredible witness and an incredible mouthpiece of wrote over half the New Testament.
Yeah, I had this conversation with my dad because, I think that is a possibility. I think it's a possibility I become a Christian minister. It's a possibility I become a Buddhist monk. I mean, I was really close to declaring myself Buddhist a few months ago. But I don't know, like the feeling that I got after my personal experience was, man, I'm really glad I didn't declare myself a Buddhist. So I don't think that's really a possibility, but I'm open to everything. But I had this conversation with my dad. I'm like, Dad, you know, it'd be really easy and probably profitable for me right now to declare Christianity. You know, the atheist would say I'm another Brett Keane, just grifting, whatever. But like, I could use my story as the raging atheist and make a hell of a profit as a Christian preacher. But if that's my path, I want it to be a genuine one. I don't want it to be a grifting one, just something that I know I can profit off of. If I come to any deity, it's going to be because I've come to that belief and that faith. Despite how tense it did get between us sometimes, you always showed me an element of respect, even when I wasn't showing you any. And I think that's a compliment to you. And, you know, when people do end up seeing this, either on your channel or my new channel, they're going to hate me for saying that. But, you know, give credit to where credit is due. There was times where I was really crappy to you, and you've always been very, very, very pleasant to me. And kudos to you. And I think that you taught me a lot, and I'd be a fool not to learn those lessons.
You taught me
do it better next time. Thank you. You taught me great things. And you know, looking back, even though I was an atheist, I was the raging atheist, you did always show me a certain level of respect. And I truly, truly appreciate that. You know, honestly, and I've always said this, even as the raging atheist, I'd be kind of offended if you weren't, you know, like if you weren't, like, I know atheists get offended about people saying I'm going to pray for you, all of that. I never really did, because as a Christian, that's the best thing you can do, right? Like, if you weren't doing that, then that truly means that you have no compassion for me or no empathy for me as a human being. So, you know, I think that's something that atheists need to realize. Do that internal critique and realize when a Christian is telling you, atheist, that they're praying for you, that's literally one of the best things they can tell you.